I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
Before we even like officially start shows this week, I want to go back to Friday before we move forward, right? Kristen, you and I don't even need to be here. Why are we even?
Sweet. I can go home right now and go back to bed.
I don't even know why we're here.
All right. Brilliant. See you later.
I wanted to say this to you guys, that you did a phenomenal job on Friday. So Kristen had a day off on Friday where she was hanging with her besties.
Yes.
And I was at Ole Miss with my son touring campus, and we were trying to do the show from there. I was trying to, and we were just having so many technical difficulties that I couldn't be part of the show. So Mo and Abby and Cassie took over and hosted the show on Friday. And as I was listening to the show, because I couldn't participate in it, I was listening to it. I just want to tell you guys, I was bursting with pride for you guys on Friday. You sounded so good. And I know a lot of you guys are listening and you're like, it's a morning show. You just get in there, you turn the mics on, and you just start talking. Well, yeah, that's true. But there's a little bit more to it than that. And everybody came out of their own roles and just stepped up. And you guys did such a great job. Really, really amazing job.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I was just trying not to mess it up. That was my goal. That was my goal the entire time. But, yeah, I think we really came together and did what we needed to do. I think that's the mindset. Is you, like you said, you just do what you got to do, and I feel like that's what we did.
Y'all were just having so much fun. I was, like, genuinely enjoying morning radio for the first time in a long time. Like, this is a really good morning show. I want to listen to this morning show. There was a time I was flashing back because when the hosts of other shows that I was participating in would leave, either I had to host the show and step up into the role that Mo started taking on Friday, which was what we call running the point. So you're the person that opens up the segment. You're the one that kind of negotiates around it and then gets out. And especially with Kid Craddock's show in Dallas, I used to get so stressed out about it because I wanted it to be so good. And he was a legend, right? So to come into that studio and have the expectation of trying to fill those shoes for even one morning was so stressful for me. And I remember getting off the air one day, and I think I told you guys this before, that I thought the show went really, really great. I thought it was vibing. It felt in my head like you guys sounded on Friday. And the general manager calls me into the office and sits me down, and I'm ready for all these pats on the back. And she literally said to me, you know, maybe hosting is not something that you are made for. Like, maybe you should just be a support person.
Yikes.
And I remember it absolutely crushing me at the time because I really wanted to fill in well and do well. And I am in here to tell you today that this conversation is way different. Absolutely way different. So, and Kristen knows this also. There's just a certain amount of, like, we put pressure on ourselves to do this.
Well, we put pressure on ourselves, and it takes a lot of work to make it seem this easy.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, at least you had an opportunity. The show I used to be on, host was out. We were not allowed to host the show.
Yeah, that's how, when I left Kid's show, that's how it was also. They went like 20 years without ever hosting their own show, and he tragically passed away, and they had never hosted a show before. So their very first show without him was when he had passed away, because he needed that kind of control, and I'm guessing your deal was the same way.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. So when he passed away, the very first time that they did the show was on their own was when he was gone.
Notice, Bert wants no control. So he's like,
they're yours. There you go.
I'm curious, was like on a scale of 1 to 10, how did you guys feel about it?
As far as how it sounded?
How it sounded, how it felt, how difficult it was, all of it.
It was, for me, it was a transition at first. I mean, it's a lot of little things, like you said, that go into it that you probably don't know if you're listening, and you should know if you're listening. That's the whole point. But trying to run point and know the teases and transitioning in and out of things and watching the clock, it's a lot more to it. And I think it took me a few segments to kind of relax in it, to just like, okay, Mo, breathe through it. You're fine. It's, you know, but I think halfway through the show, I started to feel a little more comfortable, but I wasn't sure how it sounded the entire time. I had no idea.
Well, you also had me in your ears. I was like the head coach talking to the quarterback right before a play, telling him like what to do and what not to do for the first half an hour, and you picked it up immediately. Then I could just sit back and listen to everything, and Abby, you stepped up, and you guys were just so funny. You were having a great time.
Oh, thank you for that. And yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat as you. Is like when we were not really sure what was going on, I was a little bit frantic. Like that very first break, when like 10 seconds before, Bert's like, I might be talking, I might not be talking. And so then we start the show, and there's just like 3 seconds of silence. And I look at Mo, and then I look at Jackson. I'm like, somebody's got to talk. So literally, I just go, so Jackson's in here.
Jackson's sitting down.
And I'm kind of like, Mo, step in. But it got so much better once the show, once we did a couple more segments on our own.
You guys did a phenomenal job. And like I said to you guys in the text, you pushed my retirement date up. And I really, really appreciate that. You guys can do this without me. This might be my last show. That's great.
The Bert Show.